Morning wake up here, early bird hour on your Tuesday, 22nd day of September 2015. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope every day on the program. It's interesting. This is a big week in terms of guests. I don't mean just guests on the show. That's always big. I'm talking about guests of the United States. And, of course, the biggest guest of the United States this week, he will get the rock star welcome across the Eastern Seaboard, will be the Pope. So let's discuss it. The Papa, the Pontiff, he's going to be here, Washington, New York, Philadelphia. He's hitting the Eastern Seaboard and Mid-Atlantic states for this trip to the United States. Pope Francis in the U.S. And what about the security concerns and how heavy are they? And how are our preparations? Are they up to snuff? Well, let's discuss with security expert Chris Heben this morning. Chris, I hope I'm getting the last name right. If I'm not, correct me.
Oh, Dave, that's correct. He been there, and believe me, I've been everywhere. I can't talk about.
Good
morning, sir.
Good morning to you. You had that line ready. I think you've been asked that before. Well, let's talk about the Pope's visit and specifically what kind of security concerns. They're obviously massive, but I think they've got to be, Chris, even more because of the way this Pope wants to roll, which is to really connect with, you know, the faithful, the unfaithful, whoever. He wants to walk amongst the people, which is always admirable, and yet adds to a level, different levels of security.
Absolutely. This Pope is a little bit more magnanimous than previous popes. He's also somewhat controversial. I liken him to the papal equivalent of John F. Kennedy. He's edgy, he's cutting edge, he's vibrant, he's outspoken. And I mean, much like Jesus himself, he likes to get out there and pontificate and propagate the message of Catholicism and Christianity by shaking hands and pressing flesh with the people around him. And, you know, and there's a reason why they've spent a lot of money on the Pope vehicles and concentric rings of security, because he is a target. He is the, quite possibly right now, number one on the terrorist wish list. If you can take down the progenitor, the godfather, if you will, of the Catholic faith of Christianity, why not? Let's do it.
Why would he be okay? I understand, and I remember well the attack on Pope John Paul II, which was then later resulted in a great case of amazing case of forgiveness too. But that's many years now in the rearview mirror. But why would he be at? From a religious side, I get it, but, I mean, why would he be higher on your list that you state there than, for example, President Barack Obama? I mean, why would he? Why would the Pope be so high?
Well, it would be a symbolic blow. It would be a symbolic blow to Catholicism and Christianity. And the last time I checked, Christianity as a whole outnumbered Islam. So it would just be another way of them of the Islamists chipping away at the Christian base in the United States, if you will. So very much a target, without question. And you know, the FBI preemptively stopped a 15-year-old child from plotting. I say child, young man from plotting an ISIS-style attack against the Pope for his visit here, which kind of lends credence to why people are up in arms about a 14-year-old bringing a clock that kind of looks like a bomb to school. So, you know, we live in strange times here today, and I don't think Americans should be afraid as so much as they should be vigilant and boisterous. If you see something, say something, and you know, be emboldened. We are being attacked here in the United States, whether it's passively or overtly or covertly, and we just need to have our heads on a swivel. I think the Pope needs to utilize the security measures that he currently has in place. There's only so much you can do with snipers, counter snipers, people working the crowd, and people immediately around him, as the FBI has shown us with a preemptive capturing, if you will, of a 15-year-old that's been plotting. So.
Chris Heben was a elite. That boy, that sounded, that didn't sound good there, did it? Chris, did you hear that too?
I did. You see, you didn't have the FBI pre-screen your office.
Yeah, I know. This phone call is being monitored by the NSA.
Probably.
We don't want to bring that in. My friends on the Baltimore Washington Parkway. They're my friend. No. I'm not inviting any of that. But Chris was a Navy SEAL, an elite Navy SEAL from 96 to 2006. He served on SEAL Team 8. Okay, so you say have your head on a swivel. You're a SEAL. You're checking your six all the time. You know who's on point. You know who's bringing up on cover. This is all going to be going on around him. How much are people going to even notice that around the Pope? I mean, there's going to be so much security, but a lot of it is going to be pretty invisible, isn't it?
Well, and that's correct, and that's kind of one of the elements that you utilize. You have overt security, which is the distraction which diverts people from a plan that they have preordained that they're going to do something, but when they see an overt security team member, it causes them to shift to another direction or a secondary plan, and that's when you have the covert people that will catch that and see that. So there's a lot of facial recognition software that will be in play as well. So you're having some of the well-known, some of the undesirables programmed in that computer, but they're also running checks on unknowns and extrapolating that data and spitting out a name and a background at the same time. It's immense, it's complex, it's very sophisticated, and it works.
Everyone's going to have a run of the show here for the Pope when he's in, and he's at Congress, when he's in New York, and when he's, you know, celebrating Mass. What happens, though, as you, who now are, you know, you do private consulting, security consulting, you do it as a private contractor, what happens when suddenly he breaks from the script? Give us an idea, because I know you've seen this happen.
Yes.
I've been around as a media person and as somebody doing PR. When people break off the script and all of a sudden, I don't want to say all H breaks loose, but it makes you give us an idea.
Well, it's funny because the agents, the security members immediately around him, the poker face is king. And you have to act like nothing is unplanned,
right. Even
if it is. So inside, every cell in your body is screaming, you know, warning, Will Robinson, danger, danger.
Right.
But outside, you get that cool poker face, and everyone has communication. So as SEALs, we want if everything to death. We have a primary, secondary, tertiary, quaternary plan, and then we have sub-plans within those levels. So you have the OSHIT plan is kind of what you go to, you call it. You're like, oh, here we go again. But, you know, every celebrity,
careful
every
there,
person
Chris.
In the public eye, yeah, I'm sorry, every person in the public eye has a tendency to, we have what are called predictable off-script activities. So you can predict it to a certain extent, but that poker face is key, and you're pretty much prepared for everything because you what if everything to death.
Yeah, I know. I used to be around at times, Secret Service, you know, they're talking into their handcuff. They're doing whatever.
Yeah.
Things are much more even tech than that. Now, that was 25 years ago. You'd see them. But you could tell when, you know, the code name was operating off the normal grid, you could just see a slightly different glint in what was going on. And also, you needed to be careful in your own movements around that, too, because they were even more like, okay, you know, you stay put because we're going this way. Yeah, I'll follow. No, you stay put. Yeah, probably a good idea to follow along. All right, Chris Heben is a former Navy SEAL in the 90s into 2006, was an operator on SEAL Team 8. And he's now a private contractor in the special ops community, co-founder of SEAL Team Consulting and the Invictus Group. Where can we find you online, Chris?
That's correct. You can go to sealteamconsulting.com. My book can be found on undaunted.com, and it's also available on Amazon in Kindle format and in hardcover. It's currently an Amazon bestseller.
Very good, and congratulations on that, Chris. Sorry for the tone in the
Thank
middle.
So
we appreciate you being here this morning.
Wonderful. It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me. I'd love to be on again.
And we will indeed avail ourselves of that opportunity to visit again with Chris Heben, Navy SEAL. Very interesting guy. He's been through it all, and he knows security backwards and forwards, tactically and strategically as well. More ahead. Morning Wake Up. Don't go away. This is the Early Bird Hour, and this is 1320 WILS.